Trust Busters. The Trust Buster title is usually applied to Teddy Roosevelt. In his time, a trust was essentially the equivalent of the modern-day conspiracy. I guess they called it a trust because the members of the trust had to trust each other because what they were doing was against the law. If any of the gang members confessed, it could create a big problem. The members of the trust, in that case, were prominent and wealthy people who were up to nefarious business. That's not unusual. What was surprising was that Rough Rider Teddy actually managed to stop some of the worst abuses for a while. Unfortunately, it still seems to be true that behind a lot of great fortunes are a lot of great crime families. That old-fashioned usage of the word trust seems to have gone out of style. We might say politics captured the word trust, but the word trust eventually escaped back to its original meaning. Maybe we could think about another kind of trust busters. These other trust busters are breaking the trust of the people of the USA in their government. The media is like a newspaper with a lot of headlines and slickly produced news stories. But at the bottom of the last page of the paper, there is a small notice that tells us almost everything in this paper is a lie designed to sell the agenda of a small group of oligarchs. Today, we have triangular reporting stood on its head, emphasizing trivia and suppressing important issues. The establishment buries news about government corruption and incompetence in the back pages. Later, they will say, "This issue is old news. That was in the paper years ago." They won't mention that the story was referenced only once, in a very low-key, low-priority way, while front pages and prime-time news programs featured political propaganda and the latest doings of pop stars and criminals. While the few media fact-checkers are debunking one lie, a dozen more are created. Misinformation works to preserve the establishment power until trust runs out. Eventually, the lies get too blatant for even the chronically misinformed to ignore. When trust in government runs out, people turn away from government. The kabuki economy run by the government shrinks, and the underground economy run by the people, flourishes. Today, the official workforce is shrinking. People are finding better opportunities in the underground economy than in the overtaxed and overregulated official economy. A government that deliberately injects false or misleading information into the media consumed by the people is a government that is playing with social, economic, and political fire. A government that lies to make things seem better than they are is a government that is promoting rumors and speculation that make things seem worse than they are. Lying about the State of the Union makes the State of the Union worse. Bill Clinton didn't want us to stop thinking about tomorrow, but he put a serious kink in our tomorrows when he turned the financial system into a casino and put Goldman Sachs in charge of the Treasury Department. George Bush was a compassionate conservative with a humble foreign policy until he got elected president and became the inadequately dressed emperor of the most pushy and rude nation on earth. Barack Obama said yes we can to get elected, but when he became president, it turned out he didn't really want to. Why should we believe anything than any political candidate is saying now? Truth leads to freedom, and freedom leads to prosperity. Freedom works. Lies lead to violence, and violence leads to slavery. Slavery sucks.